VW, carrying 4 VWA.
JW.
Good man. You about back from Sparkleburg?
357 and Wade Hampton. 357, that's the one with the DMV on it, right?
Yes, sir. And are you on your way back from Sparkleburg or on your way to... Well, no. If you're there, you haven't made it back to your house yet.
Right. That's where I'm going next, is to my house. And then I was going to ping you and tell you when I left to go over to David's house. Still not raining, so we're still on.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I've got my east side lunch today at 11:30. So I am at the Sphinx at the bottom of the hill here in Taylor's, across from the Masonic Lodge and the Palm. Is that a Palm or is it a 7-Eleven now? Oh, it's closed. How about that? Almost into Main Street Taylor's. So anyhow, I'm going to run on over there, and I'm going to try to get him to let me run the SWR on that thing, try to make a preemptive strike. Now, he says he's got a Zoom 35 rig expert. Mine's a 55. So, but now you've got one, don't you?
One that you have to set up on a computer, and another one that's an MFG that gives you the needle that goes up and down as you pass over the frequency. So it's not quite as good as a graph, but it'll work. And the other one I've got takes a little while to get it set up. So if you can see the graph on your screen, that would be better.
Mine does a graph. Mine does actual numeric SWR readout, and I can scroll through the entire frequency band from 160 all the way down to 10. So, it's sweet. All right, so I'm going to run on over there. I'm at Edwards Road in Wade Hampton right now, and I'm going to head on over there and see if I can get him to let me go ahead and do that. So, go ahead and ping me when you get started over.
Good then. If you can get that done and we're in good shape there, then it'll just be quick for me to go over there and, you know, throw up two ropes and pull it up.
Yep. I will tell you this, though. He's still trying to run a Ballon with an interference choke.
It's an interference choke.
Something that these guys have been trying to sell, you know, it's kind of like a Ballon, but it's a, I forget the proper term for it. Anyhow, it filters out, supposedly filters out odd signals from TV towers and all this other kind of stuff.
Is it easy enough to take out of the circuit if it causes a problem?
Well, if it's the same as what they tried to sell me, yeah, it's very quick, very easy. And I let them talk me into getting one, and it was like $39 for the thing, and it was worthless. It skewed my SWRs. It was horrible. I took it straight out of the circuit, and everything cleaned up. Everything was beautiful. So, anyhow, I'll run it both ways and see what I come up with. I'm turning into his neighborhood now, so I will talk to you in just a little bit, sir.
Interference choke sounds like that spray-on SWR fix, which is a joke as well. It's a literally a joke. Anyway, I'll see you in a little bit. W4DJW Mobile.